We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
2016 was the hottest year ever recorded on planet Earth. 2019,
year, you know.
Yeah. Get the air conditioner. Help. 2019 was the second hottest year. Add it up, you've got the hottest decade we've ever seen. Tens of billions of tons of carbon dioxide continuing to pour into the atmosphere every single year. Next decade ahead, likely to be even warmer than what we've just been through. Climate change, here to stay.
In fact, greenhouse gas emissions hit a record high in 2019. Gavin Schmidt directs NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies. They just completed the climate analysis of the past decade. So, Gavin, we're breaking records and not necessarily in a good way.
So the last decade was the hottest decade in history. Last year was the second warmest individual year after 2016. The last 5 years have been the top 5 years. And we're seeing trends since the late 19th century of about 2 degrees Fahrenheit over the whole planet. And that's a big deal. That's affecting sea ice. It's affecting heat waves. It's affecting the intensity of rainfall. It's affecting sea level. And we're seeing the impacts of that on droughts and on wildfires all around the world.
Now, to be really specific, when you say in history, are we talking about since the Earth began, or what are we talking about?
No, we're not talking since the Earth began. The Earth has gone through a lot. We're talking almost certainly the last 2,000 years for the global mean, and possibly not since the last interglacial period, which happened 125,000 years ago, at least in places. There are some places that where, you know, maybe 8,000 years ago, it was still a little bit warmer than it is now. And those changes were driven by kind of wobbles in the Earth's orbit, which really aren't a factor in what's been happening this century.
So every time we talk about climate change or we do a story like this, we always hear one storm or 1 year doesn't really mean anything when you just take it at face value. So what does 10 years mean?
Well, I mean, like 10 years, you could, oh, yeah, well, that's just a blip. Oh, well, maybe, okay. But now it's 30 years. Now it's 40 years. Now it's a 100-year trend. These things add up. And while, you know, one thing is difficult to attribute, we're getting actually better at that. But the long-term trends are the key, right? The long-term trends are very, very solid. You know, this decade was warmer than the previous decade, which was warmer than the previous decade, which was warmer than the previous decade. And you know what? This decade, the one that we've just started, is going to be warmer than all of those as well. And they're going to be warmer because we're not changing the emissions of carbon dioxide into the system.
All right. So now let's get rid of one myth, if we can. And that is, and I hear it all the time from people who live in places like the northern plains of the U.S., where they say, you know, the Earth is getting hotter. Are you kidding? It was freezing this winter. We had record snow and record cold. But because the Earth is getting hotter in general, doesn't mean that because you've got a cold snap, that that isn't still true.
That's exactly right. I mean, we haven't abolished winter. And so we're still going to have those kind of meanders of the jet stream that bring that very cold Arctic air down into the lower 48 every so often. But if you look, if you look at the trends are very clear. You can have one or two cold winters, but the trends are towards warming. The trends are towards less cold air outbreaks. And when they do come, they're less severe. And places like Alaska, you know, Alaska had its record warmest year, the first year that its average temperature was above freezing in the history of records in Alaska.
There's also that marker that, you know, the world leaders talk about, which is the 2 degrees Celsius, right? And
there are
some places that have already well crossed that number.
Yes. I mean, so the Arctic has warmed up about three times as fast as the global mean. So the Arctic has warmed up about 6 degrees Fahrenheit over the last, 40, 50 years. And that's having a devastating effect on ecosystems and infrastructure up there. So some parts of the world have already exceeded that. The target that the UN is really talking about is a global mean target. So, that takes into account that some places are warming faster. But we're headed there.
So if we were, as a world, to start doing everything right tomorrow, how long would it take to reverse all this? And since we are not, as a world, going to start doing everything right tomorrow, how long is it going to take to reverse all this?
So we're not going to reverse anything. The choices that we have are to keep pushing our foot on the accelerator or to slow down. So we're going to continue to see some warming in the future, but it could be a lot of warming, and that's the choice that we have. You know, if we continue to increase our emissions, then the warming will accelerate, and we will end up with temperature changes of 4, 5, 6 degrees Fahrenheit by the end of the century. But if we get our act together and reduce emissions, then those changes would be muted. But we're not going back, unfortunately.
Gavin Schmidt directs NASA's Goddard Institute for Space Studies.